Dear brothers and sisters and friends,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹和朋友们
this morning, we do have the privilege and honor to share the good news with you.
我们今天早晨有这样的荣幸来和你们分享这一个福音。
Indeed, it's really hard to hear some good news from this world.
的确在这世界上我们不常听到好的消息。
And yet, there's a good news that is from above.
但是从天上来却有一个好消息。
And that is exactly what we would like to share with you today.
这正是我们今天要和大家分享的。
To begin with, let's read some passages.
我们一开始我们来读几段经文。
If possible, let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
我们一起翻到哥林多后书第五章第十七节。
Brother and sister, please help friends next to you to turn to the passage.
弟兄姊妹们可以帮助你旁边的朋友们翻到圣经这一节经文。
Let me first read in English, and then our brother will read in Chinese.
我首先用英文和各位念一遍，然后我的弟兄会用中文和弟兄念一遍，和他念一遍。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come.
哥林多后书五章十七节，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Based on this, verse, I would like to share something about the new creature.
根据这段经文，我要和大家交通新造。
I think we all like to have something new in our life.
我相信在我们生命里面，我们都想要经历一些新鲜的事情。
And Bible says that we could become a new creature, a new person.
圣经告诉我们说，我们可以成为一个新造的人。
If we are in Christ Jesus.
若我们在基督耶稣里。
All things will pass. Actually, all things, old things have passed.
事实上，旧事都要过去。
And we can have a new beginning.
我们可以有一个新的开始。
I don't know, brothers and sisters and friends, how do you think about being new?
我不知道弟兄姐妹朋友们，你们对新鲜这个看法怎么样？
I think we all like to have something new.
我想我们都想要有新的东西。
We would like to have a new house, a new car.Maybe a new job, a new career.
我们想要一个新的车子、新的房子，或是一个新的工作。
There's something to bring some kind of a newness, a freshness into our life.
好像我们希望那新鲜的来到我们的生命里面。
We would like to have some kind of change in our life.
我们也希望在我们生命中有一些改变。
Since we don't want to be old.
因为我们不想要成为老旧的。
Yeah, just the other day, I have a casual conversation with one of my coworkers.
几天前我和我同事有一个这样的对话。
He just had his 42nd birthday.
他正过了42岁的生日。
Actually, he is younger than I am.
事实上他比我还年轻。
And he said, he insisted saying that I don't feel old at all.
但是他一直强调说，哦，我不觉得我老了。
I really don't feel I'm old at all.
我真的是一点都不感觉我老了。
I still feel that I'm like 20 years old.
我仍然觉得我好像20岁的人一样。
Even I have some aches and pains when I feel a little bit stiff when I get up in the morning.
虽然好像每天早晨我起来的时候觉得有一些疼痛，因为我的背脊有点僵硬。
We don't want to be old.
我们实在是不想要变成老的。
We want to continue to be new, to bring some freshness in our life.
我们好像想继续的在我们生命中有新鲜的感觉。
And we know that news is contrast to old, and the new involves some change from the old.
然后我们也都知道，新和旧是一个对比，新的呢会带来一些从旧去掉一些旧的，带来新的。
Yeah, we have to make something change so that we can be changed from the old.
我们必须要做一些改变，好叫我们能从旧的变成新的。
So I think I don't know, brothers, sisters, and friends, do you have ever thought about There are some area in my life, in our lives, that we would like to have some changes.
我不知道弟兄姊妹或朋友们有没有想过，在我们生命中，我们想要一些改变。
So that we could have a new beginning, have a new start.
好叫我们一个新的开始。
As a student, probably our hope is that our professor could be nicer.
作为一个学生，我们的盼望也许是我们的老师教授可以变好一些。
So that we can finish our study easier.
好，叫我们在学习的过程中能够轻省一些。
For those who are working, having a job, probably they thought that our boss is a lot of times is very bossy. Probably I need to change a new job so I could have a new beginning.
对于这些在工作的，有时候可能你觉得你的老板非常的非常的颐指气使，所以你想要换一个工作。
Maybe the timing is not quite right now.
也许现在并不是时候。
But our hope is that okay, then hope that the economy will get better, then we could have a chance.
但是我们的盼望好像是希望经济变好一些，好叫我们可以换一个工作。
And yet for parents, we hope that our kids could be more obedient.
那作为父母呢，我们好像希望我们的孩子们更顺服。
But on the other hand, as children, we hope our parents could be more listening.
但是在另一方面，作为孩子们呢，好像希望父母们能够更多倾听他们。
More understanding.
更多理解他们。
Not just constantly nagging.
而不是一直在唠叨。
So we always have our hope of a change in our life.
所以我们在我们生命中一直有这样的盼望，能够有一些改变。
And husband and wives,
丈夫和妻子之间
，we a lot of time we hope our the other half will change.
我们常常希望我们的另一半能够改变。
They could be more considerate.
他能够更体谅。
Could be more gentle.
能够更温柔。
A lot of times our it has become just a hope.
但是很多时候，这好像只是成为一个盼望而已。
Taking an example as a husband and wife family life.
我们就夫妻间的生活来做一个例子。
Squeezing toothpaste.
比如说挤牙膏。
The wife may be more disciplined. She would squeeze the toothpaste from the bottom up, and then after get done with it, always put the cap back on.
妻子可能非常的有训练，她挤牙膏从底下开始挤，然后挤完之后会把牙膏盖再盖回去。
And the husband might be a little bit more freestyle.
但是做丈夫的也许就不注意这些小节。
Sometimes start from the top, sometimes start from the bottom, sometimes in the middle.
有时候从上头挤，有时候从中间挤，有时候从下面挤。
And always forgot to put back on the cap.
然后也常常忘记再把牙膏盖盖回去。
This is a pretty trivial stuff.
这些似乎是非常的非常小的事情。
And yeah, that could be the cause of our daily frictions.
但是却可能造成我们日常生活摩擦的原因。
So friends, sometimes we feel like we need to change.
所以朋友们，我们常常觉得我们想要改变。
We feel like our circumstances need to change.
我们觉得我们的环境需要被改变。
We feel like some other people need to be changed.
我们觉得是其他人需要被改变。
And yet, the Bible tells us.The one that needs to be changed is I.
但是圣经告诉我们，那个需要被改变的，事实上是我自己。
I need the salvation of God.
我需要神的救恩。
Let's read one verse from the Bible.
我们再来读圣经上的一段经文。
It's in Romans chapter 3.
是在罗马书第三章。
Romans chapter 3, verse 23.
罗马书第三章二十三节。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
So he says that we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
这里说我们都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Sin has separated us from God.
罪叫我们与神分开。
God is the one who created us for his glory.
神是那位为着他的荣耀造了我们的那一位。
Sin has separated us from God so that we can come near to Him.
罪叫我们与神分隔，所以我们无法来就近他。
And sin is the very cause and the very reason for any and every broken relationship.
而罪更是那每一个破碎关系的一个直接的原因。
God created man.
神造了人。
He has a very glorious purpose for you and for me.
他向着你和我有一个荣耀的旨意。
He desired us to live a life that we can show forth his beauty and his moral standard, his virtues.
他要我们过一个生命是能够彰显他的荣耀他的美德和他的美丽
And that is the glory in life
那是在生命中的一个荣耀
And he also desires us to have a harmonious relationships with others
他也要我们和其他人有一个非常和谐的关系
When God created you and me He is full of thoughts of a blessing toward you
当神造你和我的时候他向着我们是有一个祝福的意念
Friends, I don't know if you ever thought about your life
朋友们，我不知道你有没有对你的生活有一些思想。
Have you thought about there is a purpose for your life?
你有没有想过你的生命应当是有一个意义的
？Have you ever thought about your life is not just for what shall I eat, what shall I drink?
你有没有想过你的生命并不只应当只停留在我应当吃什么，应当喝什么
？What shall I wear?
我应当穿什么
？Where shall I go for vacation?
我应该到哪里去度假？
Our life is not just a existence of 70 or 80 years.
我们的生命不应当只是说70年或80年的生活。
God has a very glorious purpose for you and for me.
神向着你和我有一个非常荣耀的旨意。
And it's on his very heart that he desires you to come to him.
而在他内心的一个渴慕是你能够来到他面前。
And yet, because of man's disobedience,
然而因着人的悖逆
，we were separated from God.
我们就与神分开了。
There is a chasm between God and man.
在神与人中间有一个深渊。
God so loves you and me, but he can come near to you or me.
神虽然是深爱着我们，但是他却没有办法来到我们当中。
Because in our disobedience, there's a sin.
因为在我们悖逆之后，罪在我们身上。
God is a righteous and a holy God. He can come near to sin. He cannot tolerate sin.
神是一个公义圣洁的神，他无法就近罪，他无法容让罪。
So our loving God is on the other side of the chasm.
所以我们爱我们的神，他在深渊的那一端。
And we are on this side.
我们是在深渊的这一端。
There's such a deep, big chasm, so nothing can bridge it.
这一个深渊极其的深，没有什么可以越过去。
In our own hearts, in our own sins, we would like to live a life that is independent of God.
在我们的有罪的生命里面，我们好像想要过一个与神隔绝的生活。
The relationship between God and man has been broken.
神与人之间这个关系已经被破裂了。
Sometimes we think that it might be hard to imagine or hard to see the broken relationship between God and man.
有时候我们似乎很难想象神与人之间这个关系是怎么破裂的。
But look at us.
但是看看我们自己。
Look at the broken relationship around us.
看看我们自己周遭这些破碎的关系。
Because the relationship between God and man is the very basis for all our human relationships.
事实上，神与人之间的关系应当是所有关系的一个基础。
Our broken relationship actually is the fruit of the broken relationship between God and man.
我们之所以有这么破碎的关系，乃是因为神与人之间的关系已经破碎了。
Look around us. There are so many dysfunctional families.
看看我们周遭，有好多的家庭，他们的功用丧失了。
I just read a report.
我最近读过一个报告。
It says that the divorce rate in America is about 50%.
他说到，在美国的离婚率是差不多50%。
The other report said, no, it's not that high.
那另外一个报道说，哦，并没有那么高。
It's a 40 something.
是40多%。
Whether it's a 40 something or 50.
不管是50%或40%。
Two marriages could end up in divorce.
每两个婚姻里面有一个叫会离婚和收场。
One of every two marriages could end up in divorce.
有两个婚姻里面有一个有可能以离婚收场。
Sin has separated God from man.
罪叫神与人分开了。
I know a family.
我认识一个家庭。
And Actually, the son was very obedient from his childhood.
事实上，这个加尼这个儿做儿子，他从小是非常听话的。
But when he grew up, he started to date a girl.
但是当他长大之后，他开始和一个女孩子交往。
And yet, his father was very much against the relationship.
是他父亲对这样的交往非常的反对。
But I think because of the power of love, eventually the son ignored the father's opposition and got married.
但是也因着爱的缘故，所以最后这儿子他能够和那女的结婚。
But the father was very much enraged.
但是做父亲的非常的生气。
And to the point that he said to his wife.
到了一点，他和他的妻子说
：“On his deathbed， 临死的时候，
在这个父亲临死的时候
，You will never allow your son to step in this house again。
你不可以叫你的儿子再回到这个家中。
The father carried his anger to his grave。
这父亲。”带着他的愤怒进到坟墓里面。
And he left sorrow and grief to his family.
他却把他的悲伤留给他的家庭。
Dear friends, our relationship with God has been broken.
亲爱的朋友们，我们和神的之间的关系已经破碎了。
And we can see so many broken relationships in our life.
所以在我们的生活当中，我们可以看见如此多的破碎的关系。
When we heard the story about the father and the son, we may say, oh, what a tragic, what a tragedy.
当我们听到刚刚这个父亲和儿子的故事，我们会觉得啊，实在是一个悲剧。
But could I ask you to look at our own life, your own life?
但是我可不可以请你看看你自己的生活呢？
When God created man, he is full of a blessing, thoughts of a blessing. He wants us to live a blessed life.
当神造我们的时候，他是充满着赐福的意念，所以他希望我们生命充满着祝福。
But look at our lives.
但是看看我们自己的生活。
Do we have any strife in our relationship with others?
我们在和其他人关系当中是不是有很多的摩擦？
Do we truly enjoy the harmonious relationship with our families or our friends?
我们是不是和我们的家庭、家人和朋友们享受一个非常和谐的关系？
Because of a broken relationship with God, we have a broken relationship with man.
因着我们和神有破碎的关系，所以我们和人就有破碎的关系。
Not only sin has separated God from man, also separated man from man.
不仅罪叫人与神相隔，也叫人与人相隔。
Sin also works as a principle, as a power within us.
罪甚至在我们里面成为一个原则，成为一个有力量的。
Let's read another passage. It's in Romans chapter 7.
我们再读另外一段经文，是在罗马书第七章。
It's from verse 18 to 19.
从第十八节读到十九节。
Again, I read in English first and our brother in Chinese.
我先用英文读一遍，我的弟兄用中文再读一遍。
For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh, for the willing is present in me, but the doing of the good is not.For the good that I want, I do not do, but I practice the very evil that I do not want.
我也知道在我里头，就是我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。故此，我所愿意的善，我反不做；我所不愿意的恶，我倒去做。
Sin has separated man from man.
罪叫人与人之间也相隔开了。
And also from God's word, we can see that sin has become a power and a principle inside of us.
那我们从神的话语中，我们看到罪在我们里面成为一个非常有力量的。
Everybody of us has some kind of moral standard.
在我们之间，周围每个人都有一些有道德的标准。
And some may be higher, some may be lower.
有些人的标准比较高，有些人的标准比较低。
And we also have some knowledge about what is right, what is wrong.
我们在知识上也知道有些事情是对的，有些事情是不对的。
But whether I don't know if it is true for you, but it is very true to me.
我不知道你是不是觉得这很真实，但是对我而言是很真实的。
Lot of times when I try to do good, I don't have the power.
很多时候，当我想要行善的时候，我却没有力量行出来。
And lot of times I don't want to do the things, but I still do it.
很多时候我不想要做的事情，我却做出来了。
And the Bible says that because there's a power inside of you.
圣经说，这是因为在你里头有一个力量。
That hinders you to do good.
那力量叫你不能去做，不能去行善。
And pull you to do bad.
却引诱你，拉着你去做坏事。
I don't know if we need to be taught in order to lie.
我不知道我们是被教导之后才会去说谎话。
I won't ask you the question.
我想我不会问你这样的问题。
I guess the question goes like this.
我想这样的问题也许可以这样说。
If you have never lied, raise your hand. Don't do it.
这位你也可以这样问，如果你这一生都没有说过谎话，那请你举下手，不过请你不要这样做。
Yeah, it's a hard question to respond.
因为这实在是一个很难回答的问题。
If you don't raise your hand, you feel kind of embarrassed. Probably people are looking at me.
因为如果你没有举手的话，你会觉得很害羞，因为人家会看着你。
But if you do raise your hand, I made you lie again.
但是你如果是真的举起手的话，你又说谎了。
When sometimes when I ask my kids some questions.
当我问我孩子一些问题的时候，
I don't know. I didn't really know what happened, but the way he answered my question, I know something not quite right.
我不知道什么事情发生，但是我可以从他回答我那种问题的态度，知道有些事情可能不对了。
You don't really need to ask more. You just look at his facial expression.
你不需要再问他更多的问题，你只要看他脸部的表情可以知道。
You know something not right.
你知道有些事情有些不对了。
That's for a little kid.
那还只是一个小孩子而已。
But look at the recent news.
但是看看最近的新闻。
There have been some scandals.
最近有很多丑闻。
Those people so who live in the falsehood, actually they are highly educated.
Falsehood, 虚假。他们住在虚假里面的人，事实上有很多是受过高等教育的。
And they actually hold a lot of political power.
他们事实上在政治上也很有权力。
And yet, falsehood is in their life.
然而在他们生活中却有虚假。
Falsehood is in us.
在我们里面也有虚假。
From the little kid to the grown up.
从小孩子到成人。
For yet to be educated to the highly educated.
从没什么受知识的、受教育的和受这个高等教育的。
Friends, there is something inside of us that made us lie.
朋友们，在我里面有一个东西叫我们来说谎。
We want to protect ourselves. We want to look good to others.
我们想要保护自己，我们想要在别人面前看得觉得被看得好。
So we live a life outwardly, and then we have another life.
所以我们外表过着一个生，我外表过着一个生活，但是另外一方面却过另外一种生活。
That's something inside of you, inside of me.
在你和我里面有这样一个东西。
Nobody need to be taught to be impatient.
没有人被教导要没有耐心。
Nobody need to be taught to throw your temper.
没有人被教导要能够轻易发怒。
I just wonder where that came from.
我只在想这些都从哪里来的呢？
Probably is already in you, already in me, right?
但事实上，也许这些在早已在你我当中。
So friends, sin from God's perspective is not our acts we do.
朋友们，罪在神的眼中并不是我们外表所做的犯罪的行为。
It's something inside of you, inside of me.
而是在你和我里面的一种东西。
Our actions is just a fruit of what is inside.
我们外表所产生犯罪的行为，事实上只是我们内心深处的一个反应。
As a parent, a lot of, I kind of, there's some kind of button inside of me that was just pushed by my kid.
我觉得好像这次有这样一个按钮哈，是那个成为那个孩子可以按的地方。
Once the button is pushed, I'm going to explode.
一旦那个孩子按到我们那个按钮的话，我们就会非常生气，气炸了。
This is a better translation. So, friend, there's something inside of us that draws us to do the things that is evil.
所以，朋友们，在我们里面有一个东西引着我们去做恶事。
Even the things we don't want to do.
甚至那些我们所不愿意做的事情。
But this is the sin that compels us to do it.
但是那个罪叫我们不得不去做。
And also because of the sin, the power that we are hindered to do the things that are good.
也因为这个罪的原因，也妨碍我们去做那些善事。
We also have a hope that some areas in our lives can be improved, can be changed.
我们也有这样的盼望，在我们生命中有一些地方能够被改善。
I know that I have a hot temper. I dislike my hot temper.
我知道我的脾气不好，我也不喜欢我这个臭脾气。
There's might be some other people have some bad habits. They also dislike their bad habits.
也许有其他人也觉得他们有一个不好的习惯，他们也非常不喜欢他那个恶习。
So sometimes we kind of make a decision that we need to change ourselves to get ourselves better.
所以我们也有时候立志说好，我们要改变自己，能够更好。
We try to improve ourselves and often find out that we are in failure.
但是当我们想要改善我们自己的时候，我们却发现我们失败了。
I don't know if you had a New Year resolution in the beginning of the year.
我不知道今年开始的时候，你是否立下一个新年新计划。
Do you ever remember what you have decided to do this for this year?
或是你是否还记得你曾经立下一个新年的新计划？
For a lot of companies, it's a mid-year, it's a kind of a mid-year performance review.
很多在工作的人现在是期中，所以有一个期中的performance review. 期中你的工作绩效的回顾。
Yeah, this is a mid-year. Probably we can also do some review of our New Year resolution.
所以现在是在一年的中间，所以我们也许可以对着我们新年新计划有一个回顾。
Probably you decided to do this and to do that.
也许你那时候说、哦、我要做这个，我要做那个。
But I don't know what's the year. How much have you succeeded?
但是我不知道你在这里面究竟成功了多少。
A lot of times we will comfort ourselves saying that, okay, I cannot do it this year. There's always next year.
也许我们会自我安慰说、哦、今年我失败了，不过还有明年。
Let's go on next year.
我们明年再来继续。
Year after year, we are same old, same old, all the way.
然后就这样，年年过来之后，我们仍然是原来的自己。
So friends, sin is a power, is a principle that compelled us to do evil.
所以朋友们，罪是一个原则，是一个力量，它叫我们不得不去行恶。
And hinder us to do good, to the thing we want to do.
他也妨碍我们去做那我们想要做的善事。
Even we have every good intention, but we don't have a power to carry it out.
虽然我们的意念非常的好，但是我们却没有能力来行出来。
We cannot change ourselves, we cannot change our life.
我们无法改变自己，我们无法改变我们的生命。
If we have some years in life, we will agree that it is so difficult to change a person.
如果我们在生命有这样的经历，我们知道改变一个人是非常的困难。
Probably from the beginning of marriage, we have a thought about to change our the other half.
也许从我们结婚开始，我们就想要一直改变我们的另一半。
But now that's still a thought.
Just a thought. 但是这只是一个想法而已。
It's hard to change others. It's also hard, impossible to change ourselves.
要改变别人很难，要改变我们自己更是不可能。
There's a saying that how can a leopard change its spots?
有一句话说，豹岂可改变它的斑点？
I think there's a Chinese equivalent.
我想在中文有类似的成语。
It says that it's probably easier to change the landscape of the mountains and the course of rivers.
中文江山易改，对，江山易改。
Okay, I don't have to say.
本性难移。
It's hard to change a person.
江山易改，本性难移。
It is difficult to change ourselves. It is difficult to change others.
如果我们要改变自己都这么困难，怎么可能改变别人呢？
So we live in this brokenness in our relationship in our old selves, and we keep going on and on.
所以我们在这个破碎的关系，在这老我里面一直这样过着日子。
It's kind of a dim and a gray, but this is our condition.
但是好像是非常的无望，但是这却是我们的光景。
But not only that,
不仅这样
，sin also results in eternal death.
罪也带来永远的死亡。
Let's read another two passages.
我们再来读两段经文。
One is in Romans chapter 6, verse 23.
第一段是在罗马书第六章二十六节。二十三节。
For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
The first half says that for the wages of sin is death.
这段经文的前半部说，因为罪的工价乃是死。
And also in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27.
在希伯来书第九章第二十七节。
And inasmuch as he appointed for man to die once and after this comes judgment.
按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
So friends, we see that there's something inside of us.
所以朋友们，我们看到在我们里面有这样一个东西。
Each and every one of us.
每一个人都有。
And Bible says that it is sin.
圣经上告诉我们说这是罪。
It is not just a person next to me.
并不是只是站在我旁边的人。
It is in me.
而是在我里面。
It is in you.
在你里面。
And because of sin, that man has been separated from God.
因着那个罪，人与神就分开了。
Because of that sin, we have living in a broken relationship with man.
因为那个罪，我们就过着一个破碎的关系生活。
If we continue to be in sin,
如果我们要仍然在罪中，
death is not the final ending.
那这并不是最终的结局。
Death.
死亡却是以后的结局。
Death is the wages of our sin.
死亡是我们罪的工价。
It says that as if we, the sin is a boss.
我们好像觉得从这里看来罪是一个老板一样。
Sin is a very cruel boss.
罪是一个非常残忍的老板。
You serve him all his life, all your life.
你整个整个生命里都是在侍奉这个老板。
By the end, you're going to pay your salary.Pay your wages.
然后到了至终呢，这个老板要付你薪水了。
And it is death.
那个薪水，那个工价就是死。
You have been controlled by the sin, and you have been serving sin.
你被罪所控制，而且你是在服侍这个罪。
And by the end, what you get is death.
而至终，你所得到的报酬却是死。
And death is not the very end.
而死亡却也不是一个终结而已。
Because it says that after death there is a judgment.
因为这上面说死后且有审判。
Each and every one of us who have not believed in the Lord has to come before the righteous and the holy God. You have to stand before Him.
所有没有信主耶稣的，在死后都要站在圣洁的神面前接受审判。
He will scrutinize you.
他会来审查你。
He will look into your heart.
他会来看你，检查你的心肠肺腑。
He will examine your every thought, every deed.
他会来检查你每一个思想，每一个行为。
What you have done in your life?
你在你的生命中、生活中做过什么事情？
This is called judgment.
这就是审判。
Friend, do you think you can stand before the holy and the righteous God?And you claim that you are a good person.
朋友们，你是否可以能够站在那圣洁的神面前，向他说，我是一个好人？
Our good is always a relative.
而我们所谓的好，都只是相对性的。
Our brother definitely is a better person than I am.
我的弟兄是比我好。
That's a good translation.
这翻译翻得不错。
But our own good deeds will never be good enough for God's standard.
但是我们自己的好行为永远不能达到神的好的标准。
No one can stand before the righteous and holy God and claim that he has done nothing wrong.
没有人能够在公义和圣洁的神面前说我什么错事都没做过。
This is our condition.
这是我们的光景。
And yet we cannot improve ourselves.
而我们却无法改善自己。
But thank God, there is a gospel. It is a good news.
但谢谢神，这有福音，它是好消息。
Those who believe in Jesus Christ will have life eternal.
相信基督耶稣的就有永生。
And those who believe in Jesus Christ,What we cannot do, God has done it in His Son for us.
相信耶稣基督的都知道，我们所不能行的，神已经在基督里面为我们做成了。
And whoever has a personal encounter with this person, Jesus Christ, he will have a life exchange experience in his walk.
每一位和这位主耶稣基督有接触的，在他的生命中都有一个改变。
In the Bible time, there's a lot of a true story recorded.
在圣经里面有很多真实的故事被记下来。
There's a person named Zacchaeus.
在那里有记载一个撒该。
And he was a tax collector.
他是一个税吏。
Nobody likes a tax collector.
没有人喜欢收税的。
Even now.
甚至在如今也是如此。
But worse than that, he was a Jew.
但是比那更糟的是，这撒该是一个犹太人。
And yet he worked for a Roman Empire, Roman government.
然后他却是为着那罗马政府做事。
And he collected the tax from his own people.
他向着他自己的同胞收税。
He was a wealthy person.
他自己是一个很富有的人。
And yet, pitifully, probably he didn't have much except money.
但很可怜的是，他除了钱之外，也许什么都没有。
He didn't have many friends.
他没有很多的朋友。
He didn't have love or honor.
他没有这些尊荣。
He might be a lonely person.
他也许也是一个很寂寞的人。
And yet one day when he had a personal encounter with Jesus Christ.
但是当有一天到耶稣基督有一个个人亲密的接触。
And something tremendous happened in his heart.
那就在他的心里面有一个巨大的改变。
It's a self-centered, selfish, and the person who is trying to oppressing his own people.
那位以自我为中心，一个自私的人，一个常常压迫他百姓的人。
Now, because of his encounter with Jesus Christ, he has a joy and a contentment in his heart.
但是现在接着，因为他和耶稣基督有这样的接触，他在他心里面有这样的满足。
All of a sudden, he has a fresh outlook for his life.
突然之间。他在他外表上有一个新鲜的改变。
And he was willing to, he was very glad to give half of his possession to the poor.
事实上他非常高兴想把他所有财富的一半给穷人。
And he was also willing to pay back to those who he cheated.
他也愿意向着那些他所曾经欺骗过的人偿还这些钱财。
Man cannot change man.We cannot improve ourselves, and yet God can.
人无法改变人，我们也无法改变我们自己，但是神可以。
Throughout church history, there are so many people who has been touched by the Lord has been changed.
在教会的历史中，我们看到有很多的人因着主耶稣基督得着改变。
Actually, all the Christians in this room can testify to you, we are a changed person.
事实上，所有在座的基督徒都可以向你见证说，我们是改变的人。
I often like to use my own sister as an example.
我也想用我的妹妹作为一个例子。
Before she believed the Lord, she was often very cynical.
在她相信主耶稣之前，她带着很多的怀疑。
And she was very indifferent about many things.
她对很多事情都漠不关心。
And she said that it had been a long time since she had a tear.
他说他已经很久没有流泪了。
And yet, after she believed the Lord,
然后当他相信主耶稣之后，
her heart became so soft, so tender.
他的心实在是变转成变非常的柔软。
Since you touch it, the tears will just gush out of her eyes.
只要他一受到感动，他就很可以轻易就可以流泪。
This is salvation.
这就是救恩。
God will change our heart of stone into a heart of flesh.
神会把我们的石心转换成肉心。
God will change our heart of indifference to heart of compassion.
神会把我们一个漠不关心的心肠转成非常有感情的心。
Friend, do you desire that, of that?
朋友们，你羡慕这样吗？
This is God's salvation. He knows that we cannot improve ourselves, and He doesn't want us to improve ourselves.
这就是神的救恩。他知道我们无法改善自己，但是他愿意我们能够改善。
And He does not want us to improve ourselves.
他不要我们自己来改善自己。
He prepared a new life for you and for me.
他为着你我预备了一个新的生命。
We know that.Wages of sin is death.
我们知道罪的工价就是死。
And that's why Jesus Christ died on the cross 2,000 years ago.
这是为什么耶稣基督在2000年前要被钉在十字架上。
He took the wages for you and for me.
因为他把那个工价，他为着你和我承担了那个工价。
Bible says that Jesus Christ did not know sin.
圣经上告诉我们说，耶稣基督并不知道罪。
He had no sin.
他没有犯罪。
He didn't have to take the wages.
他并不需要承担这样的工价。
He didn't have to pay the price.
他不需要付这样的代价。
And yet he loves you and he loves me.
然而他爱你，他也爱我。
He was willing to be crucified on that cross.
他愿意在十字架上被钉死。
He was willing to die a violent death.
他愿意有这样一个强烈的死。
He was willing to take the wages so that we could have a new life.
他愿意承担这样的工价，好叫我们得着新的生命。
Indeed, there was a chasm between God and man.
是的，在神与人之间有一个深渊。
Nothing except Jesus Christ can bridge that chasm.
除了主耶稣基督之外，没有什么事物能够跨越这个深渊。
In Jesus Christ, our relationship with God can be restored, has been restored.
在耶稣基督里面，我们在和神的关系就可以被恢复，事实上已经被恢复了。
Dear friend, this is what Jesus Christ has done for you.
亲爱的朋友们，这就是主耶稣基督为你所做成的。
We are sharing here is not a religion.
我们在这里所交通的并不是一个宗教。
We are sharing here is not just a so-called Christian lifestyle.
我们在这里所交通的并不是所谓只是基督徒的一个生活的形态。
It's not that you are born in a Christian family, you are raised in a Christian family, you come to church meetings all your life.
并不是说如果你生在基督的家庭，你来基督徒的聚会，在你的生命就是基督徒。
Then you are a Christian.
然后你就是基督徒。
Rather, it is a relationship with God through Christ Jesus.
基督徒事实上是应该在主耶稣基督里面的和神的一个关系。
Only Jesus, the finished work on the cross Jesus Christ has done can bring us back to God.
只有主耶稣基督在十字架上所做成的那个工作能够把我们带回到神的面前。
And not only that, through Jesus Christ, God will give you a new life, eternal life.
不仅如此，借着耶稣基督，神就会可以给你一个新的生命。
And the very life of Jesus Christ.
就是耶稣基督自己的生命。
In this life, there's no sin.
在那个生命里面没有罪。
There's an honor, there's a dignity.
在那里有尊荣。
There's a glory, there's a love.
有荣耀，有爱。
There's a humility.
在那里有谦卑。
There's all the blessings in life for you.
在那里有神所为你所预定的命定的福气。
Because of this new life, then our life journey could have a new beginning.
因着这个新的生命，我们可以开始一个新的生活。
And the Bible says that it is a free gift.
而圣经上告诉我们说，这是一个白白的恩典。
We cannot earn it by our own efforts.
我们不可能靠着我们的努力来赚到这样的。
It is a gift from God out of His love.
这是因着神的爱所赐给我们的恩典。
It's hard for us to believe that there's such a good news and such a big, great gift, and that we don't need to pay anything to have it.
这是似乎叫我们难以相信，有这样好的消息，有这样好的礼物是白白的。
Isn't there a saying that there's no free lunch?
是不是有一句话说天下没有白吃的午餐呢？
But only love, only out of love, there's a sacrifice.
但是正是因为爱，借着爱，这样这里就有牺牲。
There's a family.
有一个家庭。
The son is about 8 or 9 years old.
在这家庭里面的儿子差不多八九岁。
And the mother thought that it might be a good time. To train up the child to have a little bit responsibility.
这做父母的，他们花很多时间教他训练他们的孩子顺服。训练孩子有这样的责任感。
So the mother kind of struck a deal with her kid.
所以这个做母亲呢，就和他的儿子讲了一些话。
She said that if you can do this, help with this household chores, then you're going to be rewarded with some allowance.
她说，如果你做这些家事的话呢，我会给你一些零用钱。
And the son was very much motivated.
所以的儿子就非常的想要做。
And he actually started right away.
所以他就马上去做这些家事。
And he helped with this and helped with that to make his own bed, and then he also brought his dirty plates to the kitchen sink.
他把他自己的床铺整理好，他也把脏的衣服拿去洗衣房。
And he even emptied his own trash can.
他甚至把他的垃圾桶都倒干净了。
Now, however, because mom has been busy, actually all the moms has been very busy.
那因为这个母亲，事实上很多母亲都非常的忙碌。
And the mother forgot.
这位母亲忘记了。
Forgot about the allowance.
她忘了要给这儿子零用钱。
So one of the morning, the mom got up to the dining table.
所以有一天早上，这母亲她来到餐桌前面。
And there's a post-it note left on the table.
在桌子上呢，就留了一个小纸条。
And it says, Mom.
那纸条上这样写说。
I made my bed.
妈妈，我已经把床铺整理好了。
You owe me 25 cents.
你欠我25分。
I clean my dirty dishes.
我已经把我的餐盘都洗干净了。
You owe me another 25 cents.
你又欠我25分。
So there's a list of a few items.
所以在那纸条上列出了很多的项目。
And there's a price tag to each item.
每个项目旁边都有一些价格。
At the end, the total sum.
然后在
$3.25，
最后总计是三块两毛五。
That's how much you owe me.
这是你所欠我的。
And the mom looked at the note and she didn't say anything.
那母亲看了这纸条之后呢，她却什么话都没说。
The next morning, when the son came to the dining table for breakfast.
那第二天早上，当这儿子来到餐桌前要吃早点的时候
，And there's a stack of post-it notes.
他就会发现却有一叠的纸条。
And on top of it, there's a $3.25.
在这纸条的上面却有3.25这个现金。
Oh, so the son was very glad, and he took the money and take a look at the note.
所以这儿子非常高兴，他把钱收起来，然后他也看看那一叠的纸条。
He said, "My son."
那纸条上说，我的儿子。
When you were little, I nursed you.
当你还小的时候，我抚养你，我哺育你。
Free of charge.
免费。
I change your diapers.
我换你的尿布。
Free of charge.
免费。
I fix your lunch.
我为你做午餐。
Free of charge.
免费。
The list just went on and on and on.
这一个项目就一直可以讲很多。
And the end of the list.
在那项目最后的列的
，the total sum free of charge，
所有的 费用免费。
He said, "My son."
那上面说我的儿子。
Everything is free because I love you.
这些都是免费的，因为我爱你。
Dear brothers and sisters and friends.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹和朋友们。
There is no free lunch in this world.
在这世界上是的，没有白吃的午餐。
Because there is no true love in this world.
因为在这世界上没有真爱。
Because a love will cost some sacrifices.
因为这爱若是要带一些需要一些牺牲的话。
And a love will cost some cost.
那爱就会带需要一些代价的。
Only out of love.
只有从爱出来的。
There is a free gift.
就会有白白的礼物。
This is God's heart to you.
这是神向着你的心。
He sacrificed his son on that cross.
他把他的儿子牺牲在十字架上。
So the chasm between God and man can be breached.
所以好叫神与人之间的深渊可以被跨越过。
The relationship between God and man can be restored.
而使神与人之间的关系能够被恢复。
And he will give you a free gift that is eternal life in his son, Jesus Christ.
他在他的儿子耶稣基督里面会给你这样的礼物，就是永远的生命。
If you are willing to receive this new life,
如果你愿意接受这个新的生命，
you will have a new beginning in your life journey.
在你人生的旅程上就有一个新的开始。
In John 3:16, this is a very familiar verse.
在约翰福音三章十六节有这一段非常熟悉的经文。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
神爱世人，叫一切，神爱世人，将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
If we have this new life, then we can be set free from the bondage of sin.
我们有这样的新生命，我们就可以从罪中被释放出来。
In this life, there is no hot temper.
在这个新的生里面，没有臭脾气。
In this life, there is no selfishness.
在这个新的生命里面没有自私。
In this life, there's a lie. There's a love.
在这个新生命里面有爱。
Only by this life we can be broke free.
只有借这个新生命，我们可以得到自由。
We know that quitting smoking is very difficult.
我们都知道要戒烟是非常困难的。
Even Mark Twain said that.Actually, he was joking about it.
甚至马克吐温曾经开玩笑这样说。
He said, "It is not hard to quit smoking at all."
他说，戒烟并不困难。
I have done it hundreds of times.
因为我已经戒了好几百次。
It is hard for us.
是的，非常困难。
It is a bondage.
因为这是一个捆绑。
We've been controlled.
是我们无法控制的。
And yet, if we have this new life, we can be set free.
然而，我们若有这样一个新的生命，我们可以被得着释放。
I knew a dear Christian brother.
我认识一个亲爱的主内的弟兄。
He testified to me.
他向我做见证说。
He was a heavy smoker since his teens.
他从十几岁开始就抽烟抽得非常的凶。
Pretty much one pack a day.
是好像一天就要抽一包烟。
After he believed in the Lord.
在他信主之后。
After one evening, there's a thought came into his heart.
有一天晚上在他心里有这样一个思想。
Lord, you are the Lord of heaven and earth. You are the Lord of all.
他说主啊你是天地的主是万物的主。
And you are my Lord.
你是我的主。
I have to offer quitting smoking the matter into your hands.
我要把戒烟这件事情交在你的手里。
You can help me.
你可以帮助我。
At that time, he was standing on an overpass.
那时候他正在高速公路桥上面。
And with a cigarette, lighted cigarette between his fingers.
那时候他在他的手指间实际上点了一根烟。
After that prayer, he threw the cigarette down there.
那祷告之后他就把这个烟丢掉了。
And he said that was the last one he had ever had.
他告诉我那是他最后点的一根烟。
We can be set free.
我们可以被得着释放。
Because in this life there is no bondage.
因为在这个生命里面已经没有任何捆绑了。
And with this new life, we can have our relationship restored.
在这个新生命里面，我们可以把所有我们破碎的关系都恢复过来。
Because the selfishness and the self-centeredness has been the reason that caused so many broken relationships.
因为以自我为中心和自私是很多破碎关系的原因。
And yet, by this new life,
然而借着这一个新的生命。
Our broken relationship can be restored.
我们这破碎的关系可以被得着恢复。
We can truly live a life that is full of blessings and full of harmony.
我们实在可以过一个充满福气的生活，充满和谐的生活。
A Christian sister said that she had a very strict, stern, hard to please father.
有一个主内姊妹说他有一位非常难以喜悦的一位父亲。
The father always held a very high standard on her.
那位父亲对她的要求总是非常的高。
To the point that she would feel very uncomfortable whenever her father was present.
到了一点，她每次和她父亲相处的时候，她都觉得非常的不自在。
And she always felt like deep down in her heart.She can never be good enough so that her father can be pleased.
她一直在她内心深处觉得她无法来做什么事情来讨她父亲的喜爱。
But not until she was saved.
但是在她得救之后
There's a deeper love inside of her.
在她里面有一个深深的爱
Toward her father.
向着她的父亲。
At that time, she was already a grown up, already got married and then moved out of the house.
那时候他已经成年，他也结了婚，已经离开家庭，在外面居住。
But because of that love, she would visit her father on a regular basis.
但是因着那个爱，他会固定的去探望他的父亲。
Her father was still very hard to please.
他的父亲仍然是很难讨人，很难叫，很难被喜悦。
Her father still very strict.
他的父亲仍然是非常的严肃。
And yet, because of the love inside her heart, she would like to constantly visit her father and to care for her, just to be around him.
但是因着她内心深处的爱，她会经常的、固定的去探访她的父亲。
But it's still very hard for her to express her love toward her father.
但是对她而言，仍然要表达她向父亲的爱是非常困难。
Not until one day.
直到有一天。
That was her father's birthday.
那是他父亲的生日。
Our sister just got enough courage.
我们的姊妹有这样的勇气。
And she said to her father, Dad, I would like to sing you a birthday song.
她向她父亲说，父亲啊，我要向你唱一首生日的歌。
You know how the song goes.
你们知道这歌怎么唱。
Very simple.
非常简单的。
And after that,
这之后
And she just hugged her dad.
她就拥抱她的父亲
And said,
说
Dad, I love you.
父亲啊，我爱你。
The love behind the song and behind the hug.
在这歌和拥抱的后面的爱
Touched the father of this sister.
摸着了这位姊妹父亲的心。
The strict, stern, hard-to-pleased old man has a tear full of his eyes.
这位很难被讨好、很严肃的一个年长的人流了眼泪。
We cannot change ourselves. We cannot change others.
我们无法改变我们的自己，我们也无法改变他人。
But God can by giving you a new life.
但是神可以，他借着他所给你的新的生命。
And through this life, we could have a change in our own life, and this change also could have some impact on others.
经由这个新生命，我们的生命有了改变，而且这个改变可以影响他人。
But not only that,
不仅仅这样。
John 3:16 says that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
约翰福音3:16说，只要信他的，不 不至灭亡，反得永生。
We were in sin.
我们在罪中。
We started from separating from God.
我们是因为与神隔绝开始的。
Toward the end of our lives, we have an eternal separation from God.
在我们生命尽头，我们与神本是要永远隔离的。
But because of salvation of Jesus Christ.
但是却因为主耶稣基督的救恩。
Our relationship with God can be restored, and we will have this eternal life.
我们和神之间的关系被恢复了，我们可以有这永远的生命。
And in this life, we shall be with God forever and ever.
在这个生命里面，我们会永远与神同在。
Nothing again can separate God from us.
再一次，我们说，没有什么能够叫神与我们隔绝了。
Dear friend, don't you think this is a good news?
朋友们，你是否觉得这是一个好消息呢？
Don't you desire the blessing from the Lord?
你可不可慕从主那里得着福气呢？
Don't you want to get from your brokenness to have a life of whole?
你难道不盼望从你那破碎的关系里面出来得着盼望吗？
Don't you want to be delivered from the frictions from your relation, in your relationships?
你难道不愿意从你那有摩擦的生活生命里面跳出来吗？
Don't you want to live a life that is full of love?
你难道不想过一个充满爱的生活吗？
This is God's good news for you.
这是神向着你所预备的好的消息。
And this is God's free gift for you and for me.
这也是神向着你和我的一份白白的礼物。
In Romans chapter 1:16,
在罗马书第一章第十六节
it says, For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek.
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。
For it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes.
因为这是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
God has prepared a free gift available for you and for me.
神已经为了你我预备这一个白白的礼物。
And there is one requirement, only one.
但是只有一个要求。
You need to believe.
就是你需要相信。
You need to, if you understand and you are willing to accept, friend, it is believing.
如果你明白而且愿意接受，这就是相信。
This is only requirement from God so that you can experience the blessing of this salvation.
这是神向着你一个要求，好像你能够经历这救恩的经历。
Are you willing?
你愿意吗？
God in His love has done His part.
神在他的爱中已经把他那一部分做好了。
Are you willing?
你愿意吗？
We don't need to improve ourselves to make us a better person to be a Christian.
我们不需要把我们自己改善之后才能成为基督徒。
Actually, that is religion. That is no Christian belief at all.
事实上，刚才讲的那个就是只是宗教和相信完全没有关系。
What God required of us is.Believing him.
神所要我们所要求我们的所求于我们的是相信他。
A lot of times we say, oh, okay, well, it's good to hear the good news.
很多时候我们好像说哦，是啊，听这个好消息非常的好。
Let me think about it.
让我来想一想。
Let me examine it.
让我来审查一下。
Let me read the Bible through and see if it is true.
让我把圣经读一遍，好叫我看看这是否是真的。
This is all good.
是的，这样是很好。
But friends, we don't really know what holds for us in the future.
但是朋友们，我们实在不知道明天将如何。
Do you know what's going to happen tomorrow?
你会知道明天要发生什么事吗？
Do you know how many years you have on earth?
你知道你在地上还有多少年日吗？
Some may have 70, 80 years.
也许有人活到七八十岁。
Some is shorter, 40, 50.
有些人只有四五十岁的年日。
Some may be even shorter.
也许有人活得更少。
We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
我们实在不知道明天将如何。
And yet, God gave us today as a chance, as a gift.
但是神在今天就给我们这个收礼物的机会。
It is a chance that we can know Him, and we can receive this salvation, and we can experience a life change experience.
这是我们可以有这样的机会来接受这个礼物，在生命中产生巨大改变的这个礼物。
God has prepared all for you.
神为你预备了这一切。
Are you willing to receive it?
你是否愿意接受这个礼物？
That will conclude my sharing.
我会快要讲完。
That will conclude my sharing.
我讲就讲到这里。
That's a sing the song we just sung.
我们再把我们刚刚唱的诗歌来唱一遍。
Song 205.
诗歌205首。
In this song, it says that since Jesus came into this person, there is a tremendous, drastic change in his life.
这诗歌讲到说，自耶稣来到这个人心里面，他的生命中有了巨大的改变。
Dear friends, this could be your experience.
亲爱的朋友们，这或许就可以成为你的经验。
And the turning point is that your decision concerning his son, Jesus Christ.
你对主耶稣基督所做的决定会成为你生命中的转捩点。
If you are willing to accept him,
如果你愿意
and the blessing will be yours today.
这福气今天就要临到你。
Let's sing just verses 1 and 2.
我们就唱第一节和第二节。
And just 1 and 2.
第一和第二节。
It's all together.
好，一起来。
What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I have light in my soul, for with long I have sought since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart.Since Jesus came into my heart, by the joy of my soul, like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart, what I have seen from my wandering and going astray.Since Jesus came into my heart, and my soul, we were men in worship, cast away. Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart.See the joy of my soul, like I see billows run. Since Jesus came into my heart. Okay, this time we're going to sing verse 1.
接下来我们要再来唱第一节。
We'd like to invite all Christians here to sing.
我要请所有的弟兄姐妹来唱。
You already received Jesus Christ into your heart.
你已经接受耶稣住在你的心里面。
You have experienced the joy and the peace that salvation has brought you.
你已经享受到救恩带给你的喜乐和平安。
Let's sing the song to our friends.
我们借着这首诗歌向着我们朋友们来唱。
May our friends could also receive the blessing today.
好，叫我们的朋友们今天也可以领受这样的福分。
Okay, all Christians.
所以所有弟兄姐妹一起来唱第一节。
What a wonderful change in my life have been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I have light in my soul, for when long I have wrought since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart.Since Jesus came into my heart, see the joy of my soul, like the sea billows run. Since Okay, this time I want to invite sisters and ladies.
我们这一次要请女士们来唱。
Okay, this is sing with our heart, sing with our joy. May the blessings of the joy and peace be with you.
用我们的心，我们喜乐来唱，照喜乐和充，今天就充满我们。女士们。
Sisters and ladies.
女士们。
Okay, this time, brothers and gentlemen.
第一次，男士们。
我的万有和真心满意的本人，今天色彩尽在我眼。阿全来的梦会尽在用我的身，今天色彩尽在我眼。信耶稣在天在我心，喜乐在一个心，如海中的浪涌。信耶稣在天在我心。
Last time, everyone，
好，一起来。
我生命有何能奇妙的大改变，真耶稣在君在我心，我就我的满身听着有我的钱，真耶稣在君在我心，真耶稣在君在我心，真耶稣在君在我心，喜乐在意我心，来海誓别乱乱，心之声在念在我心。
We have a time of prayer.
我们有一点祷告。
Let's all bow our heads and close our eyes.
我们一起低头，把眼睛闭上。
Please, everyone.
每一位都把眼睛闭上。
Before we pray, we would like to have a very little invitation.
在我们祷告之前，我们有一点小小的邀请。
Friends, you are willing to accept Jesus Christ today.
朋友们，你若今天愿意接受主耶稣基督，
you want to experience a full life out of your own brokenness.
你愿意在你这破碎关系里面仍然能够经历一个完整的生命。
You want to experience a life of love.
你要经历一个有爱和有生命的生活。
You want to experience harmonious relationships with others.
你愿意和经历一个和他人有一个和谐关系的生命。
We would like to invite you by indicating accepting Jesus to raise your hand.
我们愿意邀请你，若是你愿意接受耶稣基督，可以把你的手举一下。
You may just raise your hand, indicating that you are willing.
你若愿意，你个接着举手，表达你的心愿。
Is there anyone is willing today?
今天有任何人愿意吗
？Thank you.
谢谢。
Any others?
有其他的人吗
？The Lord's grace and the blessing has been prepared for you.
主的恩典和福分已经为你预备了。
Now it's up to you. Are you willing?
现在是你做决定的时候，你愿意吗
？If you understood and you would like to give a try, now is the time.
如果你明白，你愿意来试一下，这时候是时候。
It does cost you anything to try, but it costs God everything to prepare this salvation for you.
对你而言，你不需要付任何代价来试，但是神已经付了一切的代价。
Are you willing?
你愿意吗？
Okay, let's pray.
好，我们一起有点祷告。
Lord, we do want to thank you for your great salvation.
主啊，为着你这极大的救恩来感谢你。
Lord, we do want to thank you for paying such a great price on the cross.
主啊，我们要感谢你，因为你在十字架上为我们付了这样的代价。
So that in you we can find a way back to God and call him our Abba Father.
哦，好在你里面，我们可以回到神面前，而称呼他说阿爸父。
Also in you, we could have this new life.
在你里面，我们可以有一个新的生命。
We can truly live a life that is full of blessings.
我们可以真的活着一个充满福分的生活。
Lord, we thank you for such a great free gift.
主啊，为着这一个大大的白白的礼物，感谢你。
And also thank you for all the friends among us.
我们也为着在我们当中的所有的朋友们感谢你。
Lord, we know that they have heard the good news and have heard your word.
主啊，我们知道他们听到了这个好消息，听见了你的话。
Lord, we just pray that your Holy Spirit will continue to work in their hearts.
主啊，我们祷告你的圣灵继续在他们的心里面工作。
Continue to explain to them and continue to reveal yourself to them.
继续和他们解释和把你自己显现给他们。
To the point that they can turn back and receive you as their Savior and their Lord.
好到有一天他们能够回头，能够接受你做他们的救主。
We just want to give you all the praise and worship.
我要把所有的感谢和赞美敬拜献给你。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督最宝贵的名。
Amen.